Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
That's a song in the Koro language of Arunachal Pradesh in India. There are only between 600 and 800 speakers. It's at risk of becoming extinct, which is why it's being featured in the new Talking Dictionary from National Geographic's Enduring Voices Project. It's estimated that every 14 days a language dies, so this is an attempt to record them and keep them alive. David Harrison is co-director. David, can you explain the idea behind this Talking Dictionaries project?
Well, let me start by saying kaplaya, which is thank you.
In what language?
Greeting. It's a greeting in the Koro language. And the idea is to record some of the world's most endangered languages and to record as many of their words as possible, and then to take those words and not just put them on the shelf in a laboratory, but to give the language a presence on the internet to help it cross the digital divide.
Well, let's listen to some more because it's like music. Again, we're in the Arunachal Pradesh state in India, listening to Koro speakers, and in this case, they're out gathering plants which they use for medicine and insect repellents. Let's listen.
The scene for you for that conversation,
sure.
I'm walking down a densely vegetated jungle trail in the Himalayas with two young men from the Koro community. These two young men are some of the youngest speakers of the language. Generally, people under the age of 20 don't speak it anymore. And as we walk down the trail, they're stopping to collect samples of this plant and the other plant. They talk with each other, and then they explain to me, this one is for diarrhea, that one is for a runny nose. So they have an amazing knowledge base about the medicinal properties of plants, and this is what's in danger of being lost if that language were to go extinct.
Well, and you mentioned one of the reasons that languages do go extinct. The young people don't pick it up. Is that because they're exposed to other nearby languages?
Partly. They're also exposed to negative messages that their language is backwards or obsolete or not suited for modernity. And that's simply not true. And by creating talking dictionaries, we can give these small languages a presence on the internet. And so the speakers can see that their language is just as good. They can send text messages in it. They can use it on a website, just like you can with the world's big languages.
Well, and as you said, you know, the younger people whose parents speak Koro, you know, they don't get the feeling that that language counts. But also there's some practical concerns, I think. You know, many of them speak English. They might want to, you know, go out and get jobs in an English-speaking world. Let's take a listen to another language. This is the, tell me if I've got this right, Chamacoco language of Paraguay?
Yes, Chamacoco.
Let's listen.
You're listening to a religious ceremony there, performed by shamans. It was banned for many years under missionary influence, but the Chamacoco people of Paraguay are now reviving those traditions. Alluding to your earlier point, you know, there's nothing that prevents people from learning English or Spanish or an economically important language, but at the same time keeping their heritage language.
And what's the why? What's, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to think of, sort of a, you know, part of the tapestry of the earth. But why else is it important to keep it alive?
Languages are living systems of knowledge, and they contain, as I pointed out, knowledge about medicinal properties of plants, about how to live in a sustainable manner in the environment. And so they know things that we don't know, that we never knew. And we could all benefit from having that knowledge persist.
Well, you have a great map. We'll link listeners to it at hereandnow.org. It shows where languages are at risk of becoming extinct. Large swaths of Africa, eastern Siberia, and look, Oklahoma.
There are many, many languages in Oklahoma. It has a very high density of Native American languages, like Yuchi, Choctaw, languages that were, in some cases, people were forcibly displaced from further east. And these are languages that are struggling to survive.
We want to listen to some more, maybe the Madagascar language of Papua New Guinea.
So Matagar is a small language spoken in Papua New Guinea. It has about 600 speakers. They all live in essentially one village. When we first visited them in 2009, they knew about the internet, even though they had never seen the internet or used it. And they wanted their language to be on the internet. So we began recording a talking dictionary. They got electricity in their village in 2010, and in 2011 they finally got an internet connection. And so the very first time that they encountered the internet, they were able to see and hear the voices of their elders speaking their language. And I think this sends a very powerful message that even a tiny language with only 600 speakers in a single village in Papua New Guinea can achieve a global voice.
Yeah, well, sort of like, I don't know, that thinking that maybe you don't count until you're on the internet. But I'm wondering, you know, it sounds like the internet and your website online are saviors for these languages. But is maybe all of this technology why some of these languages are fading out? I mean, does that have something to do with why the languages are dying as they hear others?
I think the small languages where people are determined to save their languages, they see technology as an opportunity, not a threat. And so even a language like Siletz, which has one fluent speaker in the state of Oregon, that speaker, his name is Bud Lane, sat down with us and recorded 14,000 words in his language.
What is Siletz?
Siletz is a Native American language spoken in the state of Oregon. It's ancient. We created a talking dictionary for Siletz. The speaker, he's now using it to teach the younger generation, and they are learning it. I spoke with a young man named Carson who's about 20 years old, and he texts in the language. He sends text messages.
Huh.
So there's no really barrier. Technology is not a threat to languages per se, and in fact, it opens up many new avenues for them to broadcast themselves.
You also went to Chile. What were you looking for there?
In Chile, we were interested in a language called Huiliche. It's a small language, and it's somewhat hidden within a larger indigenous group within Chile, the Mapuche people. But as we met with the Huiliche, they were very adamant about the fact that their culture and their language are distinct and are a separate language. It's also much more endangered than we thought. In one community, we were told that there were only approximately a dozen speakers left of the language. Even though the language only has 12 speakers, it's quite fascinating. We found a couple of young men in their 20s who were performing hip-hop in the language, mostly in Spanish, but they were putting Huiliche words into the language. Luchar por nuestra historia, con gritos de euforia, revolución, victoria, contra el empresario, contra la policía, que atropella a diario, espíritu, Huiliche, yo por eso. And we also met with some elderly ladies in their 70s, who were saying prayers in the language. And so even though a language may be down to a dozen speakers, the community is using it to pray. They're using it to produce new art forms, and they also had an immersion kindergarten program where they're trying to teach it to the very youngest speakers.
Yeah.
So it's not a lost cause. There is a global movement for language revitalization that's a very exciting social trend to keep your eye on.
Well, and you are part of it. David Harrison, professor of linguistics at Swarthmore, also co-director of the National Geographic's Enduring Voices Project in collaboration with the Living Tongues Institute for Endangered Languages. We've been talking about their talking dictionary. We'll link you to all sorts of information at hereandnow.org. David, thanks so much.
Thank you.